Welcome to the Light Church Podcast. This is David Oaks, pastor of the Light Church Fellowship in Bartlesville, Oklahoma, and I am founder of Israel Study Tours with David Oaks and David Oaks Ministries. Remember, we invite you to log on to www.davidoaksministries.org, and you can find out more about the ministry. We also have a healing school that's online, so be sure to check us out at davidoaksministries.org. And if you're ever in Bartlesville, Oklahoma, that's in northern Oklahoma, about 45 miles north of Tulsa, stop by and see us at 1244 Southeast Washington Boulevard. Drop us a line via snail mail at The Light Church, P.O. Box 3261, Bartlesville, Oklahoma. If you'd like to reach us by telephone, call us at 918-333-2838. We'd love to hear from you, as we have people from around the world that are downloading the podcast. And we just thank God for the technology today that allows us to preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ and to proclaim that He is Lord. And so thanks be unto God for all of those who have been listening diligently over these past few weeks. Now, we have been discussing for our past several podcasts the subject of categories of miracles. You know, the Bible tells us that the just shall live by faith. And if we are going to receive anything from the Lord God, we have to be people of faith. We have to call things that be not as though they were. We have to know what Hebrews the 11th chapter verse 1 says. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And we have to know that we are those who walk by the authority of the Word of God, and we don't depend upon our senses to give us the full truth. And so, we have also found out that the Lord told us via the Holy Spirit and the Apostle Paul, when the question was asked, how does He work miracles among us? Is it by the works of the law, or is it by the hearing of faith? And all things of God come to us by faith and by the hearing of the Word of God. And how does faith come? Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So if we are to exercise our faith for the supernatural happenings of miracles being worked, power, God demonstrating His power in our midst, if we are to receive faith, then we must hear the Word of God so that we can know the tendencies of God. You know, people can go through life and say, well, you know, I just don't know if God wants to do that for me. He might do it for others, but does He want to do it for me? I'm just a little person in Timbuktu. I don't know anybody special, and I don't even know if God knows that I'm on the face of the earth. Well, the fact of the matter is, God does know that you're on the face of the earth, and God's power is for all who will believe Him and all who will get into the Word of God and discover what God has in store for them. So I thought that it would be good, I was led of the Spirit, I believe, I thought it would be good to go through the Word of God and find out categories of miracles so that we could ascertain how God is most likely to use His miracle power. And we have found out by the ministries that we have studied of Elisha, Elijah, and the Lord Jesus Christ, we have found out that God is most likely to use His miracle power. Now, we're just not saying this. We went through the Word of God and have categorized these items. Provision and sustenance. God is most likely to use His miracle power in providing for you and sustaining you. And we found out in those three ministries that there were 11 miracles performed. Then we looked at healing, and we found out that He was second most likely to use His miracle power for you in the area of healing, and that was 10 times, judgment 5 times, proof of divine authority 2 times, divine protection 2 times, divine assurance once in the turning of the hearts of the people 1 time. But it recalls back the scripture to us of 3 John verse 2 that says, above all things, that He wishes that we would prosper and be in health even as our soul prospers. Well, my friends, we have found out that if prosperity and health, those could actually be put in the order in which He desires them, and we have found out that He is most likely to use His miracle power in providing for you and healing you. Well, then, as I got to meditating on these scriptures, I thought it would be good to go back to the scriptures that we were in and find out what kind of person God is most likely to use his miracle power for. You know, it's one thing to know that he'll use his miracle power in these areas, but will he use his miracle power for someone like me? Now, some of you who might be listening, who have been around the Word of God for a long time, will know that God is no respecter of persons. But some people don't have the benefit of receiving the Word of God on the level that others have. They are in remote corners that might not even have churches and pastors. And so we believe that it's good to go through these things. You know, I remember one time in my pastoring, I had a young lady who was going by me as I was receiving people in the back of the church, and I was shaking hands with them, you know, and just greeting them. And I had someone come up to me, and they took me by the hand, and they said, "Pastor, you know, we don't doubt anything that you say about what the Lord wants to do and that the Lord can do, but I just doubt that he wants to do them for me." Well, I tell you what, if you have that kind of view of the Lord God Almighty, you're going to have a hard time receiving anything from God. And so if we go through to find out what kind of people God will use his power for, it should eliminate all doubt that we have. And when doubt is eliminated, then faith has an opportunity to rise in our heart. And so we're going to look at what kind of person is God likely to use his miracle power for. So we're going to start out in the ministry of Elisha again and go back with me to 2 Kings 2:19. We were here, several podcasts ago, but we're going to go back again. 2 Kings, the second chapter, and we'll begin reading in verse 19. "And the men of the city said unto Elisha, Behold, I pray thee, the situation of this city is pleasant as my Lord seeth, but the water is not. The water is bad. It's not good to drink. And the ground is barren." Well, if you have bad water, the chances are it's not going to do much to grow crops. Verse 20 says, "And he said, Bring me a new cruse and put salt therein. And they brought it to him. And he went forth in unto the spring of the waters and cast the salt in there and said, Thus saith the Lord, I have healed these waters. There shall not be from thence any more death or barren land. So the waters were healed unto this day, according to the saying of Elisha, which he spake." Now notice this. It says, "And the men of a city," in verse 19 again, "said unto Elisha." So the Lord God used his miracle power in the ministry of Elisha, used his miracle power to clean the water up for an entire city. God will use, by this scripture, his miracle power for an entire group of people in a city. No matter what the city is experiencing, God's power will be used. We're finding out what kind of people that God will use his miracle power for. 2 Kings, the third chapter, and let's go to the next one. 2 Kings, the third chapter. We know the situation that the kings had come to Elisha. And it says, where's a good place? And verse 12, "And Jehoshaphat said, The word of the Lord is with him," speaking of Elijah. "So the king of Israel and Jehoshaphat and the king of Edom went down to him. And Elisha said unto the king of Israel, What have I to do with thee? Get thee to the prophets of thy father and to the prophets of thy mother. And the king of Israel said unto him, No, for the Lord hath called these three kings together to deliver them into the hand of Moab. And Elisha said, As the Lord of hosts liveth, before whom I stand, surely, were it not that I regard the presence of Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, I would not look toward thee nor see thee. But now bring me a minstrel." Oh, thanks be unto God for anointed ministers of music. "But now bring me a minstrel." And it came to pass when the minstrel played that the hand of the Lord came upon him. And he said, "Thus saith the Lord, Make this valley full of ditches. For thus saith the Lord, Ye shall not see wind, neither shall ye see rain. Yet that valley shall be filled with water, that it ye may drink, both ye and your cattle and your beast. And this is but a light thing in the sight of the Lord. He will deliver the Moabites also into your hand." So we can find out something, that the kings came unto him for help, and God's miracle power went into operation for the kings. And notice this, my friends, God used his miracle power for the kings and for the influential. God will not only help and give a hand out to the poor and lift up the poor, and we're going to find that out as we go, but God desires also to use his miracle power for the influential. Did you know that those in leadership need God's miracle power just as much as anybody else does? And so we can find that first, God used his miracle power for an entire city, and second, God has used his miracle power for kings. Now let's go to 2 Kings, the 4th chapter. 2 Kings, the 4th chapter. And it says in verse 1, "Now there cried a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets unto Elisha, saying, Thy servant my husband is dead, and thou knowest that thy servant did fear the Lord, and the creditor is come to take unto him my sons to be bondmen. And Elisha said unto her, What shall I do for thee? Tell me, what hast thou in the house? And she said, Thine handmaid hath not anything in the house save a pot of oil. And he said, Go, borrow thee vessels abroad of all thy neighbors, even empty vessels, borrow not a few. And when thou art come in, thou shalt shut the door upon thee and upon thy sons, and shalt pour out into all those vessels, and thou shalt set aside that which is full. So she went from him, and shut the door upon her, and upon her sons, who brought the vessels to her, and she poured out. And it came to pass, when the vessels were full, that she said unto her son, Bring me yet a vessel. And he said unto her, There is not a vessel more. And the oil stayed. Then she came and told the man of God, and he said, Go sell thy oil, and pay the debt, and live thou and thy children of the rest. Well, who did the Lord God use his miracle for? This widow woman who was in debt. And notice who she was. She was a widow woman, but she was also at one time the wife of a minister. So God took care of this minister's woman who had become widowed because of the death of her husband. So God uses his miracle power for an entire city, we saw, and for kings, the influential, we saw, and for this minister's wife who had become a widow and she was in debt. My God will use his miracle power for anyone from any walk of life. My God is an awesome God. And then immediately after we find this widow woman who was in debt, we find another woman in verse 8. And it fell on a day that Elisha passed to Shunem, where was a great woman. She was a woman of great wealth and great worth, and she constrained him to eat bread. And it was that as oft as he passed by, he turned in thither to eat bread. And we remember what happens. Oh, glory be unto God. Well, we'll just go ahead and read it. It won't hurt us. You might be listening as you're running on your running path or riding your bicycle as you're listening to your MP3 player. And it says in verse 9, And she said unto her husband, Behold, now I perceive that this is a holy man of God, which passes by us continually. Let us make a little chamber, I pray thee, on the wall, and let us set for him there a bed and a table and a stool and a candlestick, and it shall be when he cometh to us that he shall turn in thither. And it fell on a day that he came thither, and he turned into the chamber and lay there. And he said to Gehazi, his servant, Call the Shunammite. And when he had called her, she stood before him. And he said unto him, Say now unto her, Behold, thou hast been careful for us with all this care. What is to be done for thee? Wouldest thou be spoken for to the king or to the captain of the host? And she answered, I dwell among mine own people. And he said, What then is to be done for her? And Gehazi answered, Verily she hath no child, and her husband is old. And he said, Call her. And when he had called her, she stood in the door. And he said, About this season, according to the time of life, thou shalt embrace a son. And she said, No, my lord, thou man of God, do not lie unto thy handmaid. And the woman conceived and bare a son at that season that Elisha had said unto her, according to the time of life. Who did God use his miracle power for? This woman who was of great wealth and who was rich. So not only did God use his miracle power for the widow woman who was poor and could not pay her debts, but here the power of God went into operation for a woman who was of great worth and rich. You know, money cannot buy you children if you are barren. Only the miracle power of God can go about to change that situation. So money didn't do her any good for her situation, but the power of God will always do people good. My friend, listen to me. God is not a respecter of person. He doesn't look at the rich man and say, Well, I'm not going to do anything for you because you have benefits in life. No, God is a God of love, and God will use his power, as we've seen, for an entire city, for kings, for the influential, for a widow woman who is in debt, and for a woman of great wealth who is rich. Well, let's go on to find out who God will use his miracle power for. What kind of person is God likely to use his miracle power for? 2 Kings, chapter 4, and we'll go down to verse 38. And Elisha came again to Gilgal, and there was a dearth in the land, and the sons of the prophets were sitting before him. And he said unto his servant, Set on the great pot and seethe pottage for the sons of the prophets. And one went out into the field to gather herbs, and found a wild vine, and gathered there of wild gourds his lap full, and came and shred them unto the pot of pottage, for they knew them not. So they poured out for the men to eat, and it came to pass as they were eating of the pottage that they cried out and said, O thou man of God, there is death in the pot, and they could not eat thereof. But he said, Then bring meal, and he cast it into the pot, and he said, Pour out for the people that they may eat, and there was no harm in the pot. So God used his miracle power to make that which was diseased and that which was bad and that which would have killed people to clean it out and to make it proper for them to eat. Now, who were these people? Well, it says down here, and the sons of the prophet. These were young ministers in training. God uses his miracle power for ministers in training. If you're a young Bible student right now and you're getting ready and preparing for the ministry and you don't know where your next dollar's coming from, let me tell you what, God will use his miracle power to provide for you, young preacher. God loves preachers just like he loves widow women and just like he loves rich, wealthy women. God loves young preachers that are preparing for the ministry. So he's used his power for an entire city, kings and the influential, a widow woman that was in debt who was the former wife of a minister, a woman of great wealth that was a rich woman, and now he's used his miracle power for ministers in training. Well, let's go on. Verse 42, and there came... Oh, praise the Lord. And there came a man from Baal Shalishah and brought the man of God bread of the first fruits, 20 loaves of barley and full ears of corn and the husk thereof. And he said, Give unto the people that they may eat. And his servitor said, What should I set this before 100 men? He said again, Give the people that they may eat. For thus saith the Lord, They shall eat and shall leave thereof. So he set it before them, and they did eat and left thereof according to the word of God. Hallelujah. Notice this, that God provided again for these people, these ministers in training. Hallelujah. God cares about preachers, and he wants to take care of them. 2 Kings 5, verse 8. And it was so, when Elisha the man of God had heard that the king of Israel had rent his clothes, that he sent to the king, saying, Wherefore hast thou rent thy clothes? Let him come now to me, and he shall know that there is a prophet in Israel. Remember that Naaman the Syrian had leprosy. So Naaman came with his horses and with his chariot and stood at the door of the house of Elisha. And Elisha sent a messenger unto him, saying, Go and wash in Jordan 7 times, and thy flesh shall come again to thee, and thou shalt be clean. Praise the Lord. Verse 14 says, Then went he down and dipped himself 7 times in Jordan, according to the saying of the man of God, and his flesh came again like unto the flesh of a little child, and he was clean. So here was a man that was from a foreign country that did not even have a covenant with God. He came, and because he had a little servant girl that knew the power of the living God, she testified unto that family of God's power and his healing power. And then this one who did not have a covenant, who we would call in this day and time an unbeliever, went and was obedient finally. He didn't believe at first, but finally he went and was obedient to the command of the man of God. And God turned away and he healed him. He turned away from him his disease. Glory to God. And notice this, God used his miracle power for an unbeliever, one who did not even have covenant relationship with God. Don't tell me God is not a God of great love and mercy. But you know why? Hallelujah. Ooh, something happened. And he returned to the man of God, he and all his company, and came and stood before him, and he said, Behold, now I know that there is no God in all the earth but in Israel. What did this miracle do to this unbeliever? It turned him to the realization that there was a God in Israel. So God has used his miracle power for an entire city, for kings, the influential, for a woman who was in debt, who was the former life of a minister who had passed away. God used his miracle power for a wealthy, rich woman. God used his power for ministers in training, and God has used his miracle power for an unbeliever. My friends, as you can see, God will cover the spectrum. My God is not a respecter of persons. My God is a God of love and mercy and compassion, and he does not have any limits on his power. He will spread forth his wings of power unto all, we're saying. Glory to God. 2 Kings 6. Here's a minister of the gospel who had borrowed something. And the sons of the prophet said in verse 1 unto Elisha, Behold, now the place where we dwell with thee is too strait for us. Let us go, we pray thee, unto Jordan, and take thence every man a beam, and let us make a place there where we may dwell. And he answered, Go ye. And one said, Be content, I pray thee, and go with thy servants. And he answered, I will go. So he went with them, and when they came to Jordan, they cut down wood. But as one was felling a beam, the axe head fell into the water, and he cried and said, Alas, master, for it was borrowed. And the man of God said, Where fell it? And he showed him this place, and he cut down a stick and cast it in thither, and the iron did swim. Therefore said he, Take it up to thee, and he put it out his hand and took it. Let me tell you what, he borrowed something. This man was indebted because he had to borrow something to build with. And the miracle power of God went into operation to restore that so that he could repay the debt, the borrowed item. God did this for a minister that was in debt and who had borrowed. My dear preacher that's listening to me, and there are some out there we know, young minister, even those of you who might be listening to these sermons and re-preaching them, let me tell you what, if you have indebtedness, I, for one, know because I experienced it in my early ministry. I took a ministry that was far, far in debt, and in 10 short months, every bill was paid, and we've lived debt-free from that time. And how did we do it? We gave our way out of the situation and gave God something that he could work with, my friends, and God, by his power, paid off every bill, and there's not been one since. A young minister, older minister, there's no reason to be concerned in this hour. Your God loves you, and your God will pay your bills. Your God will pay off all of your ministry debts and put you in a place that you can function without the pressure of that indebtedness. God did this for a minister who was in debt. Let's look on. Chapter 6. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now notice this. This is one of the very fine miracles in the Bible. They're all fine, but this one is special. Look at this. Hallelujah. Verse 15, And when the servant of the man of God was risen early and gone forth, behold, a host compassed the city both with horses and chariots. And his servant said unto him, Alas, my master, how shall we do? And he answered, Fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them. And Elisha prayed and said, Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes that he may see. And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw. And behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elisha. And when they had come down to him, Elisha prayed unto the Lord and said, Smite these people, I pray thee, with blindness. And he smote them with blindness according to the word of Elisha. And remember that they were later had their sight restored to them. But let me tell you what, my friends, God used his miracle power for the helper of a minister. There are many of you out there, my friends, who are ministry in the ministry of helps and help your pastor and love your pastor and do the duties around the church and visit the sick ones and care for people and take care of children in children's church and go into the nursery and help in the nursery and help in all facets of ministry. But let me tell you what, God has not God hasn't shortened his arm any at all. And his miracle power is not only for those ministers, but his miracle power is available for you, my friend, that's in the Helps ministry. So we can find out something very, very important. There is God's miracle power was made available for an entire city, for kings, the influential, for a widow that was in debt, and she was a minister's wife, for those who are rich, women, a woman of great wealth, had God use his miracle power on her behalf. A minister in training. God used his miracle power for a minister that was in training. He had him use his miracle power for an unbeliever, Naaman. He didn't even believe. He was without a covenant. But glory be unto God, God stretched out his miracle power unto Naaman. And Naaman turned when he received the miracle from God, and he realized and confessed that there was only one God, and it was the God of Israel. And then he gave to a minister that was in debt and paid off his indebtedness. And then the ninth one was ministers' helpers. Ministers' helpers. Oh, praise be unto God. God wants to help ministers' helpers. So you have been listening to another podcast from the Light Church Fellowship in Bartlesville, Oklahoma. And we're going to bring this to a conclusion today, and we'll pick up on this very theme our next podcast. Now we ask you once again to log on to David Oakes Ministries. That's DavidOakes Ministries, MinistriesDotOrg, DavidOakesMinistries.org. There you can find a products page. You can find my music CD. Someday we're going to be sharing more music with you. I think we have Woody Beaver a few podcasts back. You need to look up and listen to Woody Beaver. He has a ministry amongst children and has a CD out, as well as our Hebrew CDs. And then in a few short months, I'll be releasing two to three of my praise and worship CDs of my original music. But you can find our music on our website on the products page. And if you would like to sow, give to David Oakes Ministries, you can do that on our website, and you can give by credit card, and you can sow into David Oakes Ministries. We do much in Israel, and we enjoy giving money to various organizations in Israel. We're preparing now to give money to needy Israeli children. Maybe you would like to be involved in that project. So you can also find out about upcoming trips. And we would like to have you on our mailing list so that you can receive firsthand information when we're getting ready to do special activities in Israel or when we're ministering in other places in the United States outside of Bartlesville. Once again, I want to invite you. If you're in northeastern Oklahoma, come and see us at the Light Church Fellowship. You will be surrounded by a group of people who are just lovers of the Lord. We have people who drive. Yes, we have some people who drive 1,000 miles a week to come to our church services. That's quite a commitment from those outside. And we know this, that in this end of days, that God will bring people, he will minister to people, and he will move people in this last hour to position them with people of like faith, of like desire, of like vision. And so we invite you to visit us at the Light Church Fellowship in Bartlesville, Oklahoma. Once again, this is Pastor David Oakes from the Light Church Fellowship saying goodbye for now, and we'll see you again on our next Light Church podcast. Be blessed in Jesus' name.